You know Orion? Yeah, the star constellation. The Orion that you see in the sky. You know those three stars that are his belt and you can make out his spear? Well, you can all see it. Everybody on the globe can see Orion, depending on the time of year. Well, I heard somewhere that in every single native culture on the planet, they all refer to that cluster of stars as a hunter or a warrior or something like that. Now, considering that the peoples of South America are a long way from the peoples of Northern Europe, who are a long way from the peoples of Siberia, who are a long way from the peoples of Australia, it's really interesting that they all see that same constellation as a spear carrier, a sword carrier, a warrior, a hunter, something like that. And one of the theories, and it's not by any stretch of the imagination the only one, because, hey, you know, this just could be part of the human pattern-making psychology that we'd look up and we see that and we think that could be somebody carrying a stick. Sure, it could be just part of human psychology. But one of the theories is it's out of Africa. The original idea of Orion goes way, way back, 10, 15, 20, half a million years ago. When we were all in Africa, and those ancient peoples who were in Africa looked up and they deduced that that cluster of stars was a hunter. And then as those people migrated out of Africa and settled all over the planet, they took with them little bits of knowledge, most of which has been lost over the eons, literally eons. But little bits have lingered and are almost within the cultural DNA of all of us. And that observation of that constellation of stars is one of those things that are maybe the distant echo of our grand ancestors. From time to time, I meet people. I think we all do. And we see their appearances and we're fascinated. Where do you come from? And you find out that that slightly Asiatic look that they've got is actually because they're from Chile. And you wouldn't have figured that they would have had a slightly Asiatic look coming from Chile. But yeah, I've met a person like that. And you inquire about who they are, where they come from, what's their heritage. And that's the word I love to use rather than saying, where are you from? I say, what's your heritage? Because here in Australia, you know, basically everybody's a migrant unless you're an Aboriginal. And if everybody's a migrant, well, we're all Australian, but we're all how many generations Australian? In my case, I'm fourth generation Australian. I'm 1/8 German, actually 1/8 Prussian, that's a better way to put it. And because when my ancestors came to Australia in 1894, they left a country called Prussia. They're actually in an area called Pomerania, which is now just over the border from Germany in Poland. But it was very much Prussia back in those days. Germany wasn't really consolidated, and northern Germany was known as the Prussian Empire anyway. But they were Pomeranian. But the other 7/8 of me is basically British. So I'm Northern European. That's what I say. I come from Northern Europe. I'm a mixture of mongrel countries that have basically led to me being Northern European ancestry, but I'm Australian. But that's like everybody, isn't it? You could be from Asia. You could be from Europe. You could be from America. And unless you're Native American, you also are going to be from unless you're Native American, you're going to be European, or you're going to be one of the other cultures that migrated there, unless you're Native American, or the slave trade. And really, that's my point, thinking of the slave trade, is if you think back to the migrations of humans throughout the eons, they all came from Africa. So just like Orion and that distant memory that we all have, we're all out of Africa. I find it a little bit humbling that we're all African, simply because it makes us all human. And it's only after we left Africa that we started to change and morph into all the different nationalities, cultural identities, races. But we're all still human. And it saddens me the way we find division between all of our different nations. Because at the end of the day, we're all African. We're all out of Africa. And we're all the hunter, like Orion, out of Africa.